Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air date is June 5th, 1959. We've got Ernest Tubb and Grandpa Jones playing the lead roles. Let's get into it.
Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. Here's the Ted Miller Grand Ole Opry, brought to you by Pet Evaporated Milk, new Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, Frozen Pies. Now here's the star of this week's show, the Texas Troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
Educated mama, ain't that a heck of a note? Just cause I got no learnings, you sit around and gloat. You're an educated mama, reading night and day. If you knew how I could love you, you'd throw them books away. I know you're educated, your learnings really show, but how to make me happy is something you don't know. You're an educated mama, reading night and day. If you knew how I could love you, you'd throw them books away. Oh, yes, Betty Bird. Are something special, your figure is delish, but you're colder than an iceberg and romantic as a fish. You're an educated mama, reading night and day. If you knew how I could love you, you'd throw them books away. I'm going to the graveyard and dig a place I found, for anyone as dead as you belongs deep in the ground. You're an educated mama, reading night and day. If you knew how I could love you, you'd throw them books away. You'd throw them books away.
Troubadours with Educated Mama, one of the great tunes from Ernest's new Decca album called What Else? The Importance of Being Ernest. Welcome, Ern. Welcome to the Pet Mill, Grand Ole Opry. You know, the show is brought to the good folks with the compliments of the makers of that good pet evaporated milk, don't you?
The handiest milk you can get, T. Tommy.
And that great new instant non-fat dry milk. For the greatest bargain in the good things of milk.
Yes, sir, and Pet Rich frozen pies, T. Tommy. Pet Rich frozen pies.
The real fruit country pies, Ernest. The real fruit country pies. But let's get on with a little talk about the show.
Well, go right ahead, son. Go right ahead.
Well, like I said, neighbors, we got Ernest and all the Texas troubadours along. those great spiritual singing boys, the Jordanaires, Marvin Hughes at the piano, and as our guest, we got our old friend from up Kentucky way, Grandpa Jones.
Hey. Yes, sir, and we'll be hearing from Grandpa in just a few minutes, neighbors, but right now, I want a little information from T. Tommy. What's the latest news on the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest, Tommy?
Ern, I'm glad you asked me that. Things are getting bigger and better every day. You know, Canada's in this contest this year, so things have taken on a real international flavor. From all I can gather, local contests are all over and done with, and tapes and records of those local winners are just pouring in here to Nashville. But being one of the judges, you ought to know all that, Ernest.
Oh, no, no, Tommy. You know, I'm just one of the judges for the finals, oh. T. Tommy. You know, that's the when we have the big hour-long show, when we choose which of the seven gets the big award.
You mean the chance to appear on the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry for 6 weeks at regular guest stars pay?
And that recording contract with Hickory Records. You know, that could very easily open the way to fame and fortune for one of our seven finalists.
That's for sure, Ernest. But all of them are going to have a great time. Their way paid to Nashville and back home again. Put up free at the famous Dinkler Andrew Jackson Hotel, one of the finest hotels in Nashville and the whole South. You know, at the Andrew Jackson, good food and the comfort of the guests is the first consideration.
Yes, sir, and there'll be luncheons and dinners and parties and dances for all of our talent contest guests, too. Mm-hmm. Topped off with a Tennessee barbecue at the home of Roy Acuff and an evening spent at the old Ryman and the world-famous Grand Ole Opry.
Right. Ernest, I can hardly wait. But don't you reckon maybe we better get a little music going?
Good idea, T. Tommy. And here are the boys who can really give it to us, too. The Jordanaires with a number from their latest Capitol album titled Glory Land. The boys are singing Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. The big wheel run by faith.
Oh, glory.
Little wheel run by the grace of God. Tis a wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air.
Oh, some go to church for to sing and shout.
Way in the middle of the air.
3, 4, 6 months, they're all turned out.
Way in the middle of the air.
Well, if religion was a thing that money could buy.
Way in the middle of the air.
Oh, while the rich would live and the poor would die.
Way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel. Way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel. Way in the middle of the air. The big wheel run by faith. By the grace of God,
there's
a wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the air.
The middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air.
The big wheel run by faith.
The little wheel run by the grace of God, there's a wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air.
A wheel and a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jordanaires. Thank you so much. Now here's T. Tommy, who is just busting his buttons to talk to all you ladies.
I never saw a new daddy who wasn't just popping his buttons with pride. And I never saw a new mother who didn't want the very best for her baby, especially for his formula. Doctors know you just can't buy a better, safer milk for baby's formula than Pet evaporated milk. More than 50 million babies have grown up on this form of milk. That's because Pet provides the vital milk nourishment and vitamin D babies need for sure, steady growth and for sound, sturdy bones and teeth. Always uniformly rich and easy for babies to digest. Always safe in sealed, sterilized cans. That's Pet Milk. If you're expecting a new baby at your house, be sure to ask your doctor about
Pet
evaporated milk.
It's the truth, neighbors, if ever I heard it. You know, my little boy Tinker was a Pet milk baby, and you just ought to see that youngster now. Well, sir, it's dancing time now, and here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle with Sugar in the Gourd. Right smack down to guest time, and I just want to say that we've got a good one on the show this time. Yes, sir? So let's bring him up here right now and show him how we feel about him. Grandpa Jones! Welcome. Welcome, Grandpa. It's nice to have you with us here on Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Ernest. It's nice to be here, but tell me something. Who is the dude standing over there at the other microphone?
Dude? Oh, that fellow over there, Grandpa, that's T. Tommy. He's the announcer. And he also sings, too.
Yes, I'm a singer, Grandpa. You want to make something out of it?
Yeah, well, if you're a singer, go ahead and sing something.
Nothing doing. I only do my singing when I am in the bathtub.
Well, you don't sing very often then, do you?
Well, all right, you two. Now, listen, Grandpa, you know, we didn't invite you on the show to fight with T. Tommy. We aim for you to sing for us.
Yeah, well, why in the world didn't you say so, man? I'm ready. Now, you fellas will just stand back here and give me a little room.
Wait a minute, Grandpa. What key are you going to sing in? If you're going to get a song, we have to have a key.
Well, listen, sonny boy, when I start to sing, I don't need a key. I just bust a loose. As I was walking down the road, I met a gal. Right there, she was such a beaut. Yes, that gal to marry, she slapped me on the cheek. Then she took off like a herd of turtles pulling for the creek. She took off like a herd of turtles pulling for the creek. Get out of here, you country Jake. You look just like a freak. Well, I never can get me a gal. I guess I am too meek. They'll take off like a herd of turtles pulling for the creek. Back the price is up so high and my pocketbook so low. Two crippled mules hitched to a plow, old Tommy and old Zeke. But they took off like a herd of turtles pulling up on the creek. They took off like a herd of turtles pulling up on the creek. They plowed more ground in 15 minutes than a tractor could in a week. I guess they're still running, unless they got too weak. Cause they took off like a herd of turtles pulling up on the creek. Banjo with me into town. I played a tune on the street corner and a big crowd gathered round. I tried to sell my rattlesnake oil to cure anyone that's sick, but they took off like a herd of turtles pulling up on the creek. They took off like a herd of turtles pulling up on the creek. I stood there with my head hung down and tears rolled down my cheek. Now I never can make me a dime. I guess I am too meek. I think I'll join that herd of turtles and go jump in the creek.
Oh, yes, sir. Grandpa Jones, and he took off like a herd of turtles. Thank you so much, Grandpa. Now, you just go over there and sort of let your blood pressure simmer down a little, and we'll have another song from you in a little while.
In quite a while, Ernest, if you don't mind. But speaking of songs, how about one from you long about now?
Well, I'm kind of like Grandpa. I'm ready. You just name it, and I'll sing it, my boy.
All right. You got yourself a deal. Neighbors, Ernest Tubb and all the troubadours with one of Ernest's big records, Half a Mind.
Half a mind.
don't love you like I used to do. But I'm afraid to tell you so. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go. Words to tell you just don't come to me. Yes, my courage is too slow. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go. To blame, but now's the time I need to know. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go.
Thank you, neighbors. Thanks for the whole lot. You're mighty kind.
They're a great audience, Ernest. Say, Ern, how's that wonderful family of yours?
Oh, just fine, Tommy. You know, as usual, the kids are all wrapped up in a bunch of new projects, and they sure do move around.
I'll bet you're glad. They're so full of pep and energy.
Yes, sir, and I know just where they get it, too, Tommy. They sure put away lots of milk. New pet instant, of course.
Yes, how could you raise an active family without milk? And you know, in New Pet Instant, something really great has been done with fresh, wholesome Dairyland milk. The pet folks have removed the high-calorie fat in the water, leaving sparkling crystals of real milk nourishment. When you put the water back, you get refreshing non-fat milk with all of whole milk's protein, calcium, and B vitamins.
And we get it in the big 12-quart family size, too, so we don't run out.
Good idea, Ernest. In fact, good idea for everyone. Look for the bright blue package of New Pet Instant non-fat dry milk at your grocer's. New Pet Instant, your biggest bargain in the good things of milk.
And take my word for it, ladies. You and all your family will be mighty pleased, too. Now it's music time again, and here's Buddy Emmons and all the Texas Troubadours picking out on one called the Steel Guitar Jubilee. Thank you.
steel guitar jubilee. Thank you, buddy, and thanks to the troubadours, too. Well, now, T-Tommy, so far things have rocked right along. Nice like on the show, and I'm just wondering what we can do to keep up the pace.
Well, that's easy, Ernest. Let's have the Jordanaires sing us one of those great spirituals they do so well. Here they are to sing For My Good Fortune.
I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for my good fortune. I want to pat my feet. I want to pat my feet. I want to pat my feet for my good fortune.
Well, each time I feel him near,
and thank you, Jordan. Thanks just a whole lot. And speaking of good fortune, have you had the good fortune to taste a Pet Ritz pie lately? Boy, that is really good pie.
Right, Ernest. And what makes a really good apple pie? A thin, flaky, rich crust and lots of juicy, sun-ripened apples. Well, that's a Pet Ritz apple pie. Made in the heart of the pie apple country. Pet Ritz pies give you that delicious, fresh baked flavor because you bake them yourself. Just slip one in the oven, let it cool, and serve. Or better still, serve while slightly warm. Mmm. Be sure to try all the Pet Ritz frozen fruit pies. Real fruit country pies.
Old T. Tommy is telling you true, neighbors. Just try and one and see for yourself. And now it's time that we heard from our guest once more. And here he is, neighbor, Grandpa Jones, doing his newest for Decca Records, one called Don't Bring Your Banjo Home. Grandpa?
My pappy owned our little farm, was happy as could be. Everything around the farm was in perfect harmony. Then one day the mailman came a-driving his old roan. He left a banjo that would bring much discord to our home. Pap run me off and yelled at me, "Don't bring your banjo home." But I think and sang all day long till Pappy just went wild. He said of all the 16 kids, I was the problem child. He grabbed a hickory and he run me off with not a mellow tone. He yelled, "When you come sneaking back, don't bring your banjo home, son. Leave that thing in town, boy. Don't bring your banjo home." I tiger what to do so I could pick and sing. I wanted to become a star more than anything. To get a spot on the radio, I'd trade anything I own. But Pap had put it very clear. Don't bring your banjo home, son. Leave the five in town, boy. Don't bring your banjo home. One day a note came to my Pap that saddened his old face. It said, pay off the mortgage or we'll take your little place. It made me glad cause I was mad, plumb down to the bone. Because he yelled at me that day, don't bring your banjo home, son. Leave that thing in town, boy. Don't bring your banjo home. But I got to thinking of Pap's old face and an idea struck me square. I'd put a show on in our barn and I'd pick my banjo there. I advertised and a crowd came in and the money paid the loan. Now when I go to town, Pap says, son, bring your banjo home. Don't leave that jewel in town, son. Bring the banjo home.
Thank you, Grandpa Jones, and thanks for being our guest. Now, T. Tommy, you look like you have something to say about Pet.
Right, Ernest. Folks, is this what happens at your house at mealtime? Make way, that's the family rushing to the table. That is, if you're using Pet evaporated milk in your cooking. Double Rich Pet adds flavor and richness. Even everyday things like mashed potatoes and gravy, scrambled eggs, your cup of coffee tastes double delicious when you use Double Rich Pet. And wait till you serve up a creamy Pet milk dessert. Yes, from soup to dessert, no other form of milk can do so much for your cooking. Saves you fixing time, too, because Pet mixes in smooth and easy with the other cooking ingredients. Make every mealtime a real occasion around your house. Start cooking with Double Rich Pet. Handiest milk you can get. Now, Ern, time's running a little short, but before we go, I want all the folks to hear your new Decca record, okay?
Right.
Here he is, neighbors, Ernest Tubb with I'd Rather Be.
I'd rather be in a dirty old jailhouse, wearing a ball and a chain, than be with a girl who don't love me, chained by wedding ring. I'd rather be just an old lonesome hobo, riding the rails where they wind, than stay with a girl who don't want me and lets me know it all the time. And so you're free, you can go where you want to. I wouldn't stand in your way. If you don't want me, I don't want you. And there's nothing else left to say, cause I'd rather be in my grave 6 feet under, shaded by some faithful tree, than be with a girl who's unfaithful. And that's what you'd rather be. All better now. So you're free, you can go where you want to. I wouldn't stand in your way. If you don't want me, I don't want you. And there's nothing else left to say, 'cause I'd rather be in my grave 6 feet under, shaded by some faithful tree, than be with a girl who's unfaithful. And that's what you'd rather be.
Kids about it, we have got to go. But it was sure nice having you with us here at the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Roy Acuff, Mr. Country Music himself, along with this wonderful group of entertainers, will be heading up the show. So be sure and listen then, won't you? Now this is Ernest Tubb saying, remember to be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors. And don't forget those good Pet Mill Company products the next time you're at the store. So long, everybody. And this is Keith Tommy reminding you that this session of the Grand Ole Opry was brought to you by the Pet Milk Company, makers of Pet Evaporated Milk, new Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, and Pet Ritz Frozen Pies. Try some, won't you? And listen next week for the tops in country music and entertainment on the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.